Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What's a home equity line of credit? How do they work, and what are they used for? Let's go in-depth with Penny Somar with the Iowa State Savings Bank, Knoxville. Penny, what's a home equity line of credit?
It's referred to mostly as a HELOC, so if you hear that term, that's referring to a home equity line of credit. A home equity line of credit can be used for a multitude of things. It can be used for debt consolidation, it can be used for home improvements, it can be used to purchase a car, or it cannot be used at all. It can sit there and used later when you might have a need. So it has all kinds of benefits.
Okay, and home equity is the value, it's the amount of money that I have that is a value in my home, that the amount of money that I've paid, is that right?
Whatever your home appraises for, every lender might be a little bit different, but we use a percentage of the value of that home less any existing debt. So if you have a first mortgage, then you would calculate, say, a loan-to-value of 90%. And then subtract what you already owe, and that difference would be the equity that would be used for your line of credit.
Okay, explain that to me again.
Okay. What you do is have the home appraised. If it appraises for $100,000 and the loan-to-value that can be used for a HELOC, and as I stated, each lending institution may have their different loan-to-value that they work off of. But let's just say for the purposes of this conversation, we're going to work off a 90% loan-to-value.
Okay.
So if it appraises for $100,000, we have $90,000 that we can work with. If you have an outstanding first mortgage for $70,000, then that leaves you $20,000 of equity that you could get for a line of credit.
Okay. And so that $20,000 is what I've paid into it?
Yeah, it's what the value of the home less any outstanding debt.
Okay. All right, and so I then can use this. Let's say I've got several credit card bills I want to consolidate, or I want to lay a floor in my home.
Absolutely.
I can do that?
You can. And what that line of credit means is that you don't pay any interest on that money until you use it. So it sits there and is available for you. So the beauty of that is if you have future repairs that you want to make, you can borrow on it when you need it and then pay it off. And a few years down the road, then that money is there for you to use again if something else comes up. Most lenders have a term for that. Our particular is a 5-year line of credit. So up to 5 years, you have this money to use and pay back and use and pay back.
Okay, so I can come in here. I don't even have to tell you what I want to use it for.
Nope.
I don't have to say I want to lay a floor. I don't want to. I just have it, and it sits there. It might be $20,000 or $40,000 or whatever, and I use it when I need it, should I need it.
Correct. We do look at what your existing debt is. So saying that we don't know, want to know what you're going to use it for is not, would not exactly be the case, because we have to take your overall financial situation into account when we're qualifying you for it. So it may be if we're doing a debt restructure that you would use that money, we would need to know that, well, I'm going to pay this debt down, so that makes you eligible to qualify.
So let's say I had a medical emergency in the family. Would that be okay to use it for that?
If you qualify for that monthly payment, if you use that amount of money, yes, it would qualify.
Okay, and I presume one has to have good credit to get this.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Credit is a great thing to, well, credit's the most important thing that you need to do today, is find out what your credit score is, and if it's not in the mid to high 600s, you want to find out why, and you want to straighten it out, because credit can affect so many areas of your life. It can affect what you pay for your insurances, just a multitude of things. So finding out what your credit score is the first step. And then secondly, if it's not where it should be, what can I do to get it there?
And I bet if I see that it's 500 something and it's not there, I bet I can come in and you'll tell me exactly what I need to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's one of the things that that we pride ourselves in, and that is the most rewarding thing that we do, is sort of credit counseling and helping our customers get into a position where they can not just borrow money, but that they have a healthy credit.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about home equity lines of credit with Penny Somar with the Iowa State Savings Bank in Knoxville. Now, this might seem like an odd question, but I have to ask, but does it cost me anything if I come in and ask for credit counseling?
Typically, if you come in, you're going to be wanting to do something. We can't just have you come in and run your credit score just to be running it. If you come in and you are thinking about purchasing a home or a home equity line of credit or maybe buying a car, then yes, we can do that. We can run your credit and see what your score is. If it doesn't work that you would qualify, how can we get you there? That's why you hear people say if you're looking to buy a home, the first thing you want to do is see your banker, because we want to make sure that that credit score is where it needs to be and get you pre-qualified before you go to a realtor. And start looking, and then find out that you're not going to qualify. So let's take care of that first.
So it's the first of the year. It sounds like maybe we need to get our banking life in order. Is that right?
I think credit, certainly. It's always never too late. And I think people that don't have exemplary credit, they kind of beat themselves up about that. And I wish they wouldn't. I wish they'd let us help, because there are ways that we can put you on the right track. But just burying your head in the sand and thinking it's going to go away is not the answer. It doesn't. You know, you're going to have to be proactive with it. And we would love the opportunity to help with that.
Well, I will admit that sometimes I'm just overwhelmed with a lot of this stuff and our busy lives and running around, and it always seems to be something that we can put off till another day. But
I know. That happens to everybody. That's just life. But when you get to that point that you feel so overwhelmed, if you don't feel good, you go to the doctor, right? So if you're overwhelmed and you have credit issues, go to your banker and let's help you through it.
So with these home equity lines of credit, is this a common thing for people to touch base on this time of year?
Any time of year, really. But I think this time of year, you're just ready to get everything in order. You know, everybody starts this time of year with, oh, I'm going to get healthy, I'm going to exercise more. Think of your credit situation in the same way. Let's start fresh in this year and let's get everything healthy and where it should be.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about home equity lines of credit with Penny Somar with the Iowa State Savings Bank in Knoxville. Well, I'm thinking, oh, maybe I should replace a window. Maybe I should put down a new floor. I'm thinking about new spring construction. Does that drive people here sometimes?
Absolutely, it does. Absolutely, it does. Cars, home equity lines of credit, new construction, purchasing a home. I mean, there's just a multitude of things. Medical bills, you know, people may have gotten trapped in medical bills through not their own fault. You know, and that's another thing. You know, people beat themselves up for things that they really had no control over. And don't do that. Let us help you with that. The other issue that we find are people that think they have healthy credit and they don't. You know, they've had health issues and insurance maybe didn't pay everything, and there's been collections out there that they are totally oblivious to. You think that doesn't happen, but it does.
Mm-hmm. And so you can dig down and you might tell me there's something here that that we need to deal with, but I might not know about it?
Yes.
Does that happen?
That does happen. It does happen.
How does that happen?
You know, whether they don't, they just don't understand their insurance and their deductible, and there's something left out there that they...
Or I get this big piece of paper in the mail.
And don't understand it.
That happens a lot.
It does. It does. I could take my same advice and probably go visit with my insurance man, because I'm probably not as apt with that as I should be. So it's nothing to be ashamed of. And, you know, I think we see these things every day. And to think that your banker is going to think, look at you and say, what were you thinking kind of thing, it's that's not the case. We are truly here to help. And what we see from you are things that we see every day. It kind of just, like, blends in with everything else, and that's what we're here for.
You're not going to scold me then?
No, we're not going to scold you. We're going to thank you for being wise enough to know that this needs to be taken care of, and being able to help you do that.
Well, these home equity lines of credit, I bet people might not even think that this is an option. Maybe we think maybe about a second mortgage to do something, mm-hmm. when we should be really thinking about a home equity line of credit. Is there a distinction when we should be
There is. Home equity lines of credit can have, like, a variable payment in a sense, because what you're paying on that can change depending on what you borrow. If you get a second mortgage, you get all that money up front. So you're paying on all of it, whether you're using it all or not, and your payment stays the same throughout. With your home equity line of credit, you draw in, pay back. So it can keep your payment lower, actually, than it would if you borrowed it all up front.
It sounds flexible.
It is flexible. It's very flexible.
And more flexible than maybe a second mortgage?
Yes.
Is that just in my head?
No, it is. It is. Now, if you have a second mortgage that you're doing a major improvement on, and you want to know what your straight payment is, and you just want to fully amortize it out and get it paid for in a certain length of time, then that might be a good thing. But quite frankly, we just don't do second mortgages as much as we used to, because typically people will refinance those into a first mortgage so that they've got one fixed payment on everything, because they are for those larger home improvement kind of things.
Okay, but if we come in, you will guide us which is the best direction to go.
Absolutely. And what we'll do is, you know, we'll figure out the payments on both and what the advantages are to do one over the other, and just have a good conversation about what works best in your situation.
Can I do something sort of really fun, like buy a new boat?
Sure, we have that. We've had people do that.
Off
boats, motorcycles, campers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so it's
and it's really the best way to do it. If you have the equity, that's the best way to do it, because it's a much cheaper interest rate than you would get if you were getting a loan for a boat or a loan for a car. Can be kind of dicey. It depends what kind of car you're buying. If you're buying a brand new car off the showroom, you may very well get a better rate, because they have so many low car rates and, you know, offers that they give nowadays. But if it's marginal and you can potentially get some deductibility, then it might make a little more sense. So it's what fits best for you.
Deductibility, that suggests there's something to do with taxes, a tax advantage with this too.
There can be a tax advantage. I'm not going to say there will always be, but probably 80 to 90% of the time it would be a deductible situation.
So I could make my home improvement or buy my boat and get a break on my taxes?
Yes. Yes.
You know, you've got a whole bunch of people thinking about a new boat. Well, or I do. We do. About a new boat. But we're going to be responsible with this.
Well, and that's our job. Our job, you know, you don't always do someone a favor by giving them money. So our job is to help you get the things of your dreams, but be responsible at the same time.
Thanks to Penny Somar for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In-Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In-Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In-Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.